Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Mike Locksley, head football coach at the University of Maryland, will join us at 9 a.m. So I said we got to get the bet book. Valdez has been keeping track of the bets for, I don't know, several months, maybe a couple years at this point.
Okay.
Cakes used to file some bets away in his memory banks, and then he'd forget.
My memory's very spotty. It's a horrible idea.
Even though he had the bet book.
Yeah.
So Valdez kind of took it from him. And
which is fine.
I'm pretty sure we have some Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift bets. They are engaged now. I don't imagine that I won this bet because I could not have foreseen this relationship lasting this long.
I'm sure I lost bets. I guaranteed that they would break up.
Was it 2 years? They date for 2 years before?
They've been dating forever, it seemed like. I don't know. I'm shocked.
Let's hear it.
I'd say a couple seasons.
Oh. Yeah. So, Eric bet that Taylor and Travis would have been broken up by now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Eric had already paid me for that because I said I took the, was it the under? The over.
I took the over.
Yeah. Now, Eric wanted to double down that they would not get engaged, and I said yes.
Wow.
So
how much do I owe on that?
$20. So it was a $10 bet. So it is.
I already paid you $10, you said?
Yes, you already paid me $10.
So what do I owe you?
It's only $10. It's,
I owe you $10 more?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it was, yeah, double or nothing. Double or nothing.
Good. Yeah, that's painful.
Okay, he didn't buy into the love.
Valdez,
yeah. I mean, that's
you're a love skeptic.
That's a massive Chunky's bet.
There's no chance this thing survives, but sure, I'm thinking.
You don't you want to triple down?
I mean,
survives forever.
Like be married 5 years or something. I mean, I find it hard to believe. But sure, here, I mean, I lose.
Right, but
I
didn't think they were going to get married or engaged.
Hold on. I'm willing to triple down.
I think you should.
Oh,
if you have a taker.
I'll take my L.
Another 10?
I'll take my L, but I just for the record, I don't believe that this will last. How could it last? I mean,
why not? He's about to retire probably after this year.
It's just too much publicity.
There's too much drama surrounding them.
It's too much.
Do you think
I lose.
Do you think she would ever have a kid?
Yes.
Think she will?
I have no
idea. Sure. I mean, what is she, 34, 35 at this point?
I mean, this is total speculation, but I'm just guessing based on Jason Kelce and his wife have, I think, 3 or 4 kids.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that Travis probably wants kids himself. And it's probably something, if you get engaged, you've discussed beforehand.
I'm sure they've talked about it.
I have to tell you, I think Travis Kelce is such a dope. I'm just so stunned by this. I honestly think he's like an 80 IQ guy. And so I really am stunned by this.
I'm a typical sports meathead. How's he different than anybody else?
Dumber.
He's kind of a lunk.
Yeah, he's dumber.
Yeah.
He's in that Gronk category.
I think he's a little above Gronk.
But Gronk
but I understand
is more likable.
Gronk is more likable.
He's more likable.
Yeah, I'm so put off by him. But it's fine. I lose. God bless him. Hope they live happily ever after.
Well, I don't understand it because they seem very polar opposite when it comes to brain power. Right?
I would agree with that. I mean, I don't know if she's a genius. But I feel like she's got to be smarter than
her. I think she's a creative genius
in the way
she does her Easter eggs and lyrics and stuff like that.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know what you're talking about, the Easter eggs.
I know, that's fine. She puts stuff out there years prior to foreshadow
the next album's
coming
up.
She
wears orange for a year
or whatever. Exactly.
Yeah.
But during that New Heights podcast, that's when it was really apparent to me that they're just on different playing fields when it comes to
brain power. Yeah.
Because he's like fawning over her because she used the word esoteric. And like he couldn't believe that she spewed that SAT word out.
Did
to
he
her.
Not know what it was?
I don't think he knows what it means to this day.
Yeah, right.
I'm pretty sure I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it's a weird word.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could use
it. I know it. I've never used it in conversation. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
With certainty.
Probably not.
Oh, I don't even say, but probably. I know I've never used it.
I actually think my vocabulary's one thing. I have a pretty good vocabulary. But yeah, I don't know that.
I think mine is
word.
Decent, but yeah. I'm not dropping esoteric in just regular convos with people.
Yeah.
I
you know, Kelce isn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I lose that one.
But maybe she needs someone like Kelce because
a big dummy to hang around.
Well, just like a jock.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I
like
because
she date because she dated musicians and actors beforehand. But maybe she just needs some burly dim-witted jock.
The other thing that just throws me is that when you have so much scrutiny on your relationship, it's almost impossible to survive, right? That's like these Hollywood marriages. It's like impossible. Too much media scrutiny, but so far, so good. So good, good on them. I lose.
All right, other bets that were in there?
Yeah, what else?
I lose. Any other non-Taylor bets?
You're like so angry about
Travis. I hate him.
I don't understand. How could you hate Travis Kelce?
I just hate him.
There's nothing to hate about him.
He's a big dummy. I just don't like him.
I mean, even Donald Trump yesterday said he's a great guy.
Well, who cares?
I mean, I don't. How could you hate him? There's nothing to hate about him.
I just think he's a big dummy, and I can't fathom the relationship.
I think he talks about that all the time. He says people think I'm an idiot. They call me a meathead all the time. It is what it is. I'm just out here living life. They want to have that stereotype about me. It's fine. I'm living my life.
I agree. It's fine. I think he's a big glunk. God bless him. I hope he lives happily ever after.
But what's
I don't care. He doesn't factor in my life. I just find him to be spectacularly stupid. I don't see many redeeming qualities other than he can catch a football. I don't know.
What do you mean? He's a nice guy. How about that for redeeming quality?
I don't know. I have no idea if he's a nice guy. No idea.
He seems like a thoughtful boyfriend.
I'm not saying he's a mean guy. I have no idea if he's a nice guy.
He's literally probably, you couldn't tell me one thing negative he's ever done.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you hate him for no reason.
I might have my reasons.
Okay, well, I might have one reason you hate him.
I might have my reasons.
Is he?
I think he's spectacularly stupid.
Is he really? I didn't know. It's kind of surprising.
But it's fine. God bless them. They're going to live happily ever after, according to you guys. I find any of these relationships, you know, these big famous relationships, they typically don't work.
Yeah, but this one affects you for some reason more than these other big ones.
I don't know. I'm paying off my debt. I'm a loser. I lose the bet.
I know. You got another 10.
I lose. What else do we have? Do we have others? I mean, maybe I win something. Or that's the only one that was
That's the only one about the relationship.
Yeah, but any other outstanding?
Any other outstanding?
Oh, I thought this was like a review of the bet book. Because
it was
like
just about the Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah.
Carson Wentz will start more than 3 games in his NFL career.
After being released?
No, this is when he was on the Chiefs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this was in 2020.
So I have a fighting chance on that.
Well, hold on. He's with the Vikings now, right?
Who bet the other side? Yeah.
Eric, yes. JP,
hey, if JJ gets hurt, he might.
Yeah. I mean, he could.
Hey, Ayuk to the Commanders by week one. EB, no. Kicks, yes.
Oh, jeez. That's trouble.
That's $5.
All right, come on. Let's go. We don't think that's happening, do we?
By week one?
He can't even play until week 6.
Case is holding
week
out.
One hasn't happened. Yeah. Well, you know what?
It's impossible.
You should just
How about
pay.
That?
It's impossible.
You should just pay.
Will you just take 4 now instead of 5?
No.
Did you try to negotiate about
it? You got to always negotiate down, JP. Mark, this is paid. Valdez, please make sure this is Mark. Right, paid.
Yeah, Mark, mine is paid.
Because I don't want people coming back for more Abe Lincolns when they've already been distributed. There you go. You're paid. I made you whole.
Right, Travis Hunter over 40 catches. EB, yes. JP, no.
All right.
Ooh, I don't even know if I like that. I actually think I'm going to lose that. I can't believe I'm on that side.
EB's on the plus side?
Yeah, I can't believe I'm on that side.
I'm sure you wrote that down.
I think EB's going to win that one.
That's $5. Browns will make the playoffs within the next 2 seasons. JP, yes. Cakes, no.
Oh, I love that bet.
That's $10.
Oh, I love that bet. Can I double it?
2 seasons.
Can I double it?
If Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers, J.J. McCarthy will have more touchdown passes than Aaron Rodgers. JP has Aaron Rodgers. Cakes has J.J. McCarthy.
I'm a J.J. McCarthy stan.
You are.
Big time.
Tiger.
I kind of like that still.
Tiger's engaged to Trump at any point.
Tiger's what?
Engaged to
He's dating.
Oh.
Dating.
Yeah.
Some sort
Don
of
Junior's ex-wife.
I think
they're saying there
Trump.
Might even be like a White House wedding for them.
Drab, yes. EB, no.
I said that they're not going to get engaged.
EB doesn't believe in love.
It's a good day. It's a good day for a White House wedding.
That's just stupid. Giants will make the playoffs. JP, yes. Lurch, no.
And I've been talking to Giants up too. That makes no sense. But I still feel good about that.
Cruz will bet 250 or better. EB, yes. Cakes, no.
Oh, I'm a yes?
How much is that? You might be shipping that money back.
That's $2.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's the easiest
I'm paying that. Mark is paid. Yeah.
We're just trading money.
It's impossible for
that's
me.
That's a huge loser.
Hold on. You don't even own a dog. Look at this dollar he gave me.
All right.
Look at this.
It'll work.
I mean, I know
here,
it's still legal. No, it's fine. It's still legal U.S. tender, but what is happening here?
Bill Belichick will break up with Jordan. Hudson.
By when? Do we have a date?
EB, yes. Gotta be.
No, EB, myself, and Drab have no. It's against gigs.
Oh, no. I'm on the so wrong side.
He's not
going to
break up with the young.
That's $2.
That's easy money.
JJ McCarthy will throw for 27 plus touchdowns. Must start 15 games, caveat. Cakes, yes. JP, no.
Man, you are a McCarthy.
27's a lot.
Browns under 5.5 wins. Cakes, yes. Lurch, no. That's a $10 one.
That's a dub. You want to pay me now?
When did I make that dumb bet?
That was on 5-3.
I will let you out of that bet right now for
so I need six wins?
For $7. Yes. Pay me $7 right now, and you save $3.
No, I'm just going to ride it out. All right.
Vikings.
But you never know.
I gave you an out.
Vikings, Cakes, will have a better record than the Packers. JP, $5.
Yeah, I don't know if I love
God, you love the Vikings and JJ McCarthy.
I'm all in on Kevin O'Connell.
Commanders,
that's what it is.
Commanders will score over 28.5 points per game. Cakes and EB, yes. Jason, no. That's $10 a man.
Nice.
Ooh, what is that one? Hold on. Say that one again.
Over 28.5 points per game. You and I are yes.
And that's what
Jason's
they were.
No.
That's what they were last year.
Yes. Right.
28.5.
Yeah. I mean, I think on paper we should be better.
Yep. DB.
Tougher schedule.
Debo is one and done for the year for the Commanders.
That's me.
Cakes, yes. EB, no. That's $10.
Okay. I don't know why I bet that. So, I mean,
that's kind of a toss-up.
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know why I bet that.
That was probably around when reports came out that Debo is fat at like OTAs.
Oh, yeah,
or
so I was probably sticking up
Debo. Yes.
Debo under 647 receiving yards. I have under. Eric has over for $2.
647?
That's a low total. He's got that.
I don't know.
Nats will increase the payroll by 50% for the 2027 season. Cakes, no. EBJP, yes. Must be learners
as owner. I
don't like
that. I'm going to lose
that. Thank you. Must be learners as owner. That's the key caveat.
I'm
going to
lose that because of the lockout or whatever.
You're definitely going to lose that.
Yeah. That's
50%, what is their current, like what number are we using? You better write down a number.
Based on this year.
Yeah, we'll just look up the...
Well, now, that'll be easy.
This year's inflated by all the dough that they're paying the Strasburg and Scherzer and a bunch of guys on the roster.
That helps your side,
but it's got to be active. The players have to be active.
Yeah. It does help my side. You're right.
You just spiked yourself.
Yeah. happens from time to time.
Justin Bieber will die by 36. Cakes, yes. EB Lurch, no. That's $5.
How old is Biebs?
It's possible.
I mean, he's not looking great of late.
Yeah.
I take $5 back. TJ Watt, or no, hand $5 to Cakes. TJ Watt or Terry McLaurin will be traded. I said yes. Cakes said no.
Yeah.
That's $5.
Let's go.
Biebs is 31. He got 4 years.
And now, again, I'm not.
Or 5 years.
I'm not rooting for that to happen.
Well, EB, move your $5 to Cakes.
What's that one for?
Because you owe Valdez 10.
Yes.
Take one of your five because Valdez owes Cakes 5.
I owe Cakes 5.
Because TJ or McLaurin were not traded.
Derek Queen will be a multiple-time All-Star.
Ooh.
I said yes. Eric said no. That's Ooh. $5.
He did look good in summer camp.
That could be a freaking 12-year bet.
That could be
summer league.
Koulibaly will make an All-Star team. Cakes, yes. EB, no.
$5. What's that? $5?
How did I not get in on that?
Can I just... No, you know, I have faith in my guy. I was going to approach you with a buyout.
I'll give you a buyout for half.
Giants will start 0-4 this year. Jason, no. Cakes, yes. That's $5.
Oh, Cakes, jinxing us so big.
No.
What is it, 0-4?
I know. But...
JJ McCarthy will have 14-plus interceptions. EB, yes. Cakes, no.
Yeah, I'm under.
I've never seen so much JJ McCarthy.
There's a lot of JJM
in my life.
There's a lot of JJM action.
I don't even have venom towards him. I don't even know why.
Cakes must be listening to some fantasy podcast that hypes him up. Non-stop.
I have a chubber in my pants for J.J. McCarthy, apparently.
He just likes guys.
I just love to hand off in college.
Bill leads the Commanders in carries week one. Cakes, yes. Drab and JP, no. That's $2.
I think I'm going to ship that. I think I'm going to win that one.
Bill has the most carries for the team for the season for the Commanders. Cakes, yes. JP, no. That's $10.
Okay. Substantial bets.
That's a great unknown. I just don't know.
It probably depends how Rodriguez fares in week one.
If Bill has like 12 or 15 carries and Rodriguez is just a cleaner upper on the goal line, like two or three carries, I mean, I'm going to win that bet.
Yeah, but I think Rodriguez is going to get the first crack at it. I think Rodriguez, when they trot out there, he's going to be the first one.
I think
you don't believe that?
I don't believe that.
Really?
One iota.
All right, okay, hold on. I got a $2 bet on that.
What's the bet?
What are the parameters? Will be the first back.
He'll get the first carry.
So he'll be the first back on the depth to start the game.
Yes.
Say this again.
He'll be the first one.
Chris Rodriguez.
Chris Rodriguez will be the first running back out there before Bill.
Does he have to take a carry or is he just on the field?
No, he's going to be the first one out there.
All right, it's for $2?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it. Why not? I mean, I'll give you a ripped dollar back if you win the bet.
Got to take a break if you want to chime in. 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.